Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Greetings, fishers. Welcome back to Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. This is Season 1, Episode 5. Where we dive deep into the teachings of Jesus and uncover timely wisdom for our daily lives. I'm Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, and today we're unpacking 5 powerful parables and exploring how they can shape and enrich our walk with God. So grab your Bible, notepad, some coffee, and let's embark on this transformative journey together. So let's start with the parable of the mustard seed. This seemingly insignificant seed grows into a mighty tree, illustrating the transformative power of faith. In our lives, we may encounter challenges that seem almost insurmountable. But if we have faith the size of that mustard seed, God will work miracles. The key is to nurture our faith through prayer, scripture study, and fellowship with other Christians. And as we do, we'll witness God's kingdom flourishing in and through us. Now, this is Book of Matthew, chapter 13, 31 through 32. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Now let's dive into the parable of the lost coin. Just as the woman diligently searches for her lost coin, God relentlessly pursues us with his love and grace. No matter how far we've strayed, God will never give up on us. This parable reminds us of the immense value God places on each of us, and the joy in heaven when even one sinner repents. So let's embrace God's love and share it with everybody, knowing that every soul is precious in his eyes. That's Luke 15, 8 through 10. Well, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So now let's turn to the parable of the wedding feast. I'm sure you've heard of this one. This story highlights God's inclusive invitation to the kingdom. Just as the king invites both good and bad to the feast, God welcomes all who respond to his call. It's a stark reminder that salvation is available to everyone, regardless of their past or present circumstances. So let's extend God's invitation to others by sharing this good news of Jesus and inviting them to have a relationship with him. And this is the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1 through 14. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find." So the servants went out into the streets, gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. and the wedding hall was filled with guests. So now moving on to the parable of the talents. In this parable, we see the importance of stewardship and using our God-given gifts for the glory of Him. Now, each servant receives talents according to his ability, and God expects them to invest and multiply what they've been given by Him. We all have gifts, and we know what our gifts are. But how do we use them? Do we use them to serve ourselves or just our families? Or do we actually help other people with the gifts that God gave us? So He's entrusted us each with unique gifts and resources based on those gifts. And He desires to see us use them wisely for kingdom purposes. So don't bury your talent out of fear or being scared, but invest in yourself, knowing that God gave you that gift. That's the book of Matthew, book chapter 25, verse 14 through 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. And finally, let's reflect on the parable of the vineyard workers. Now, this story challenges our sense of fairness and entitlement, reminding us of God's grace and generosity with what He's given us, whether we're serving God faithfully for years or if you're new to the faith. We're all equally deserving of the grace He gives us and the salvation we receive, whether you've been a Christian for 15 minutes or 15 years or 50 years. So celebrate God's generosity towards others, and you want to cultivate a spirit of gratitude and humility in your own life. That's the way it works. Gratitude, humility, receives grace and generosity. That's the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 1 through 16. So the last will be first and the first will be last. It reminds me when we were kids and they would tell us all to line up in school. Everybody wanted to be the first in line. I ended up being the last kid in line, but then the teacher says, "All right, now everybody turn around." They used to be so mad. Oh, how'd the last kid be first? And then now everybody wanted to be last so they could be first. So let's just conclude this episode of Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast with the exploration of these 5 parables. May their truths continue to resonate in your heart and apply those in your daily life. Nurture your faith. Share the love that you got from God with others. Use the gifts He gave you wisely and embrace that grace with humility and gratitude. So until next time, may you walk in the light of His truth and grace. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons signing off. God bless you abundantly. And thank you once again for joining us on Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. If today's episode has inspired you, please share it with others, subscribe, and remember, as you apply these parables in your life, you are actively participating in God's kingdom work. So wishing you a blessed week ahead. Catch you next time. God bless you.